Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 26, talking more about Shabbos lights, especially what you can use for the lights. One may not use untithed tevel oil for Shabbos lights because untithed produce may not be benefited from. This is true even if the oil is impure, although the truma that one separates from such oil may be used. Since it is impure, one may nevertheless not burn the oil in an untithed state. And one may not use white naphtha, for Shabbos lights because it is extremely flammable and presents a safety hazard. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar does not allow one to use the sap of the balsam tree for Shabbos lights also, as explained above. So when it comes to different things, especially lights and the like, we should ensure to keep proper precautions and proper safety hazards. If you have lights burning, don't go upstairs till they burn out. Also with the Hanukkah lights, but especially the Shabbos lights, we make sure, at least by us, not to go up till it burns out. We used to use the oil ones, now we use the candle ones because they go a little quicker, a little more tolerable, especially in the early Shabbosos, and it could go on for a long time, or in the late Shabbosos, and it goes on a very long time. But this doesn't just apply to Shabbos lights. Also, in general, you should do things to ensure and make sure that there's safety precautions. We talked about this a few months ago also, and your property, make sure that everything is even keel and safe. That's why we redid the sidewalk when we did the driveway, to ensure that it was safe walking for everybody. That's the idea of the makkah in the olden days, especially when you had a roof, you had to make sure that there was a fence around the roof so that nobody would trip and hurt themselves, God forbid. So your property, there shouldn't be any branches in the sidewalk. We try to be good about that, especially my wife. But we should also make sure that if there's any hazards anywhere, we should take care to be sure. And it's not just in material matters, but even spiritual matters. If you know there are two paths to take to get somewhere, and one of them is not a great path, and one of them is a much better path, one of them has like McDonald's in the way, and you're going to be tempted by the smell, don't take that path. Use the other path. We have to make sure to avoid safety hazards in all matters, not just material matters, but in the spiritual matters also. Just as the lights for Shabbos should be ones that don't have a safety hazard, and all things in our possession and on our property should be ensure there are no safety hazards, so too in our life, when we're traveling, God willing, once we're out of the crazy times, we should also make sure there are no safety hazards in spiritual matters and material matters. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 27 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.